Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Hour number three. And Bart, when we get to this point of the show, after everything that we've been through, what part of the show are we in?
The Power Hour!
And I got to tell you something, man. As we're going to get to the calls here, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. As you know, I came in today, like, I needed some distraction.
Bong bing.
No, stop. Bing bong's dead. Nobody say bing bong to me ever again. Ever.
Bong bing?
No, none of it.
Bingity bing bong bong?
None of it. No. Okay. Nope. Nothing. It's over. Stop. It didn't even get through. It didn't even get to November.
It didn't get to the
rookie
Yeah, Carl
challenge. Anthony Towns walking off after his interview like, hey, bing bong. Like, come on, man.
Like, is he still on your watch list? Can he possibly trade it? Can he come?
If you're Timberwolves, you leave that group alone now, right? They're playing well.
They're figuring it out.
Yeah, they're playing well. So I think he's a little bit happier than he was earlier in the season. But I saw this report. Sacramento Bee has a report that the Sacramento Kings are looking to make some moves, and one of those moves would be Domantas Sabonis, who the Pacers are ready to, you know, move some people, and he's one of them. And this report says that they'd be willing to include De'Aaron Fox in the trade.
To go to Pacers?
Mm.
Now,
I'll tell you right now.
Outside of Bobo.
If that's going to happen, I'll break everything.
Outside,
like that monitor right here, yeah. this 70-inch, I will destroy it.
So outside of Bobo.
Another point guard, a young point guard, and another Eastern rival will get him instead of the Knicks. When does it stop?
Outside of Bobo, who have I been on as far as getting moved?
De'Aaron Fox.
Because Halliburton is there. They're kind of the same player. They got everything they need. They got two of everything.
Halliburton's been fantastic, and he's kind of taken over as their playmaker. He really has. So, by the way, Halliburton was drafted after the Knicks selected Obi Toppin. So,
Bong Bing.
Yeah, Bong Bing is right.
They wanted the older dude, local hero.
Look, I love Obi. He's a great kid. But, I mean, Halliburton is a fantastic young player who – is a nice playmaker. Anyways, just the fact that this is a franchise that needs to be in pursuit. I agree with Stephen A. I mean, they need to. We've been waiting forever. They got to get a point guard. They've got to get. Kemba Walker last night just ran out of bullets. But he doesn't play for 9 games, comes in. Their offense is a mess. And he's just like, give me the ball. Like, it's literally, third quarter happened, and he just looked at everybody going, give me the ball. And then he just starts scoring. Fourth quarter, he went nuts.
Yeah.
He went crazy. Just three after three, getting into the paint, making stuff happen. And you're just watching going,
now he'd be going.
Oh, that's what the
games.
Offense is supposed to look like.
Now he'd be going for three games with his knees iced.
3 games later. But obviously he only played 29 minutes. He can't play a ton. And you know where he is at this point in his career. He can't do it on a nightly basis. But these are the moments where you look and you go, that's what it's supposed to look like if you could just get a guy like that. It's hard to find guys like that. So when they become available, I don't care how many assets you have, you can collect all the second-round picks you want. Eventually, you've got to put them into a little pile and push them across the table and say, take it all, because I need that, and I can't go anywhere until I get that.
And if De'Aaron Fox –
and I'm waiting for him to get that. And if Fox goes with a team in the East –
that's 25. That's 25 points a game.
That you're better than? You're better than them right now.
25.
And they're going to get a guy – hey, come on, man. Like, I don't want to see that report. So that bothered me. Just seeing that. And it's always speculation. It's reporting. It's not happening. I never believe anything until Woj tells me it's going to happen. But when I see that bothers me. De'Aaron Fox we've been saying he's going to be on the table. They've got to figure it out. So there's one, and the other one is this has been widely reported, is Jalen Brunson, who's with the Dallas Mavericks, who has ties to this team because of his connection with his dad and everything else to the Knicks, to Leon Rose, to West, to Tibbs, all of it. And Jalen Brunson is another option. He's going to be an unrestricted free agent. What does Dallas want to do with him? And, there's two options. They've got to find
Fox
somebody.
Is Fox is the move.
Fox is a more established scorer, more athletic. Brunson is a two-way, tough as nails, doesn't get rattled, every night shows up. Like he's not flashy. He's not going to be but he reminds me more of like Fred VanVleet with Toronto. A very similar kind of thing where you're going to get from him, which is no nonsense, but I'm showing up every game, and I'm still I can put 18 on you with, you know, 6, 5, 7 assists, and I'm going to defend.
What's that bald head dude you guys used to have here with the Knicks that looked like the guy off Sesame Street?
What?
He was a point guard. I think he was number 50. He had his bald head, and he looked
number
like
number 50 was Greg Anthony.
No, not that one.
I don't know any other number 50 point guards.
Harper or something. Like, he looked
Derek Harper?
No, not Derek Harper. He looked just like the dude. He looked just like the dude off of Sesame Street.
Yeah, you got me there. Honestly, I don't. What era are we talking about?
This is like he's part of those 90 Knicks teams.
It was Greg Anthony.
No. It was somebody. No. Number 50, man. I see him in my head.
Number 50 was Greg Anthony.
Or maybe that wasn't his number. I see him in my head. And every time I see him, I'm like, oh, that's the dude off Sesame Street. I will get there.
You find it for me.
Listeners, help me out. Y'all know who I'm talking about. All Sesame Street fans.
Any of us.
What player did the Knicks have that used to look like the dude off Sesame Street?
Okay, let's do that. But 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If you had a choice, let's just say the Knicks are going to try to pursue a point guard. And you had it, because where they are right now is they, like this is the Parcells you are, what your record says you are. When people say to me, like, what, why, like, the Hawks are a disappointing team this year. The Lakers have been disappointing this year. The Knicks have been disappointing this year. They're back to one game under 500 after going one game over, and then they just lost their last two games. And it's like, yeah, that's what they are. That's what they are. They're that under, over 500, just barely kind of like, you know, that's what they are. It's not Hubert Davis. He didn't shave his head.
No, not Hubert Davis. I'm telling you.
All right, you find it.
Does Hubert Davis look like the dude off Sesame Street? You know the dude off Sesame Street.
No, he definitely doesn't.
He had the mustache, and he was, you know what I'm talking about. I'm going to find him. Don't worry about it. I'm on it.
And Derek Harper's the only other guy that ended up shaving his head when he got here and then kept it shaved.
I didn't even know Derek Harper played here. Yeah. I thought he was a bull.
He's really good. Anyways, so that's the question I ask. Would that change the team? You have De'Aaron Fox, you have Jalen Brunson. Those are options. If you could make a deal, which one fits best? Because, man, the East is getting interesting. The Sixers have to do something with Ben Simmons.
Right.
Like I've Daryl Morey, if I was running the Sixers, I would say if you don't make a trade by the deadline, I'm going to get somebody else to do it. Because Joel Embiid has given you everything he's got.
He's going
to
burn out, man. You
this is the year you want to do something, like with, especially with Durant injured, with a lot of uncertainty. The Bulls are having a great regular season, but they're not that deep, and you wonder what happens when they get to the postseason. There's no guarantees, right? So like, there's opportunity. The Heat. Nobody's talking about them. They're playing their asses off right now. Like they're tough.
They come together, right? They come together. You know, talk about the leadership and the toughness of Kyle Lowry. Yeah. You know, coming together, bam, out of Bayou. You know, they always start off slow. I know they had some injuries and COVID and all that stuff. But yeah, we know the pedigree of that team.
Mm. So again, I'm trying to figure out which would be the better fit. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to the calls. We were talking about a lot of things today, including this, of course, but also upset alert. We have on our Barton Hahn Twitter feed, which divisional round home team should be on upset alert this weekend. And right now, leading the way, with still an hour to go, the Titans.
See, this is
37.6%. The Titans. The Bucks are second. The Chiefs are third. The Packers are at the very bottom.
It's like, what have you done for me lately type of thing, right? Mm-hmm. So we haven't seen the Titans, so we forget how they were playing, right? I mean, and the way they play is never pretty. But you look up and they have double-digit wins because they run the ball down your throat, and they're so damn physical.
ESPN Radio, we are presented by Progressive Insurance with more than 30 unique coverage options available. Progressive, no small business. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. Let's listen to Jay Will. He actually crashed the show earlier. If you weren't here at the 12 o'clock hour, And we just talked about, again, the Knicks' issues in closing games. And that, I go back to your point guard position, how important it is to get an organizer out there, somebody that has the ball, gets everybody organized, and you get good possessions, and you, at home, up five with 3 minutes to go, you should win that game. No matter what the score was at the half, you should win that game if you were up five with 3 minutes to go. Just get good possessions, and they can't. Here's Jay Will.
How many games have the Knicks had a chance to win down the stretch that they just don't find a way to win? They just seem like they just blunder these games down the stretch. And I've said this before about this team. I know that last year they exceeded expectations, but there's a lot of questioning around R.J. Barrett. Obviously, has been playing a lot better. But it's just like, you know, their core, it seems like they're wear down. Like they don't have the stamina, the mental or the physical stamina to win those games down the stretch when you have those moments that they could do it. It's just they don't get over that hump.
Yeah, and they don't. And last year was a lot of Julius Randle making big shots and big moments, and this year it's just not the same. He's just not that player, and we're going to have to learn to accept the fact that whatever happened last year, that's the ceiling. And where his median is, he's back to it this year. So you need to find more talent, which just seems to be a perpetual thing. Bruce from Oceanside has a guess of who Bart is referencing. Go ahead, Bruce. And Bruce dropped, so he probably couldn't figure it out either.
His guess was Xavier McDaniel.
Xavier McDaniel?
No.
X-Man?
No, not X-Man. He looks like Gordon off of Sesame Street, man. Remember Gordon?
Yes. Bald? Looked like Gordon?
Yeah, like Gordon.
You really got me. Bubba, any clue? I'm completely confused now.
I'm just still trying to get clarification on who was even like for Sesame Street. So now,
Gordon
meaning like the chef guy?
No, Gordon is a real person.
Yeah.
He's a guy that just come in.
That's Derek Harper. It's Derek Harper.
No. I know
absolutely
Derek Harper.
I know Derek Harper. He had a mustache?
No, I know Derek Harper because Derek Harper always stutters. And I always make
what?
Fun.
No. That's Ron Harper.
Oh, Derek. So it is Derek Harper. Oh, okay. Boy. I thought it was Ron Harper stutters all the time.
This
happened. Derek Harper. Yeah, that is him. Like he looks like Gordon off Sesame Street.
And it happened.
So when you said that.
Derek Harper was, first of all, I don't want to get too deep into the weeds here, but so they had Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers blew out his ACL. They had to get a point guard. They traded with Dallas for Derek Harper.
Yes.
Derek Harper came in. Friend of the show. We can get him on.
He looks like Gordon from Sesame Street, man.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I got you.
I don't know Derek Harper. I thought you said Ron Harper.
After all that.
Huh?
It's Derek Harper after all.
It's Derek Harper.
Anyways.
He don't look like Gordon from Sesame Street.
No, you know, but it's the fact that I said it like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, that was one of the first guesses.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was. Meanwhile, Bubba, we do have a caller that wants to talk to you.
Come on, Harper's messed up.
Are you ready for this? It's Big Sean. And I feel like it's been enough days since the Cowboys lost that we can do this.
Oh, God.
Big Sean, what's happening? Talk to Bubba.
Hey, what's happening, huh? What's going on? What's going on? What's up, Bart?
What up? What'd it do?
Yo, Bart, I forgot to tell you, man. Last week, Friday, I called up and Bubba got on the phone. Yeah, big Dallas Cowboy fan. But I forgot to tell you, brother, I'm a former middle linebacker, man. So I feel your passion, boy, when you want to get at something on that mic, man. On that microphone, man, I feel it, baby.
Well, back of the backer. I appreciate the love. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Mr. Bubba.
Oh, boy.
Bubba, come on, baby, Bubba. Listen, Bubba, I told you, we was too physical for your team. Your team got a lot of daggone Lamborghinis and a lot of Ferraris running around looking real pretty all season. But when those Mack trucks came out.
F-150.
Huh? What'd you say?
That F-150.
Yeah, when that diesel gas came out, boy, and we started smacking them in the mouth, it was over. And let me ask you a question, guys. Your bonehead coach, what was the situation with the 4th and 5, right? They in the red zone.
Yep.
Actually, I'm sorry. I think it was the 45.
The punt.
No, right. So special teams come out. They fake the punt. They get the daggone first down. And the knucklehead McCarthy leaves the special teams out on the field. For what?
He was trying to mess with them so they keep their special teams out there. And then he can hurry up and run out. But now with the new rules, they hold over the ball and allow the other team to substitute as well. So they played themselves. That's why they got the delay of game. That was stupid.
Yeah, yeah. That's the explanation there. Thank you, Big Sean. Bubba, I spared you that. He wanted to talk to Bart anyway, and that's the way.
Just let him talk about backer to backer. You know, you don't have to worry about how I'm doing. Backer to backer. You guys are having a great
backer
time.
Backer to backer. That's like when I talk to Wally Szczerbiak. Like, you know, Long Island basketball player to Long Island basketball player, and Wally just looks at me like, "Where's the other one?"
Oh,
Rob's in Florida. What's up, Rob?
Hey. Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's happening?
Love the show, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm just telling you right now, if you look at the Knicks' schedule, if they don't pick up a point guard, they're gonna have more 35 losses before they have 25 wins. Look at the next 20 games.
Yep. This was the soft part of the schedule.
Joke.
Yep. You're 100% right, Rob. You're 100% right. That's why I think there's urgency now. That's why I'm reacting to every little report. I normally don't do this, but I'm telling you, Bart, every little report, because it feels like there's teams that they're going to want to try to get under the tax. Nobody wants to pay the repeater tax. There's a lot of moves that are going to happen here. They're going to be based on teams that see that there's a lot of parity, and do I want to be in the 7-10 play-in, or do I want to save some money on tax? What's better for me right now? And so there's going to be an opportunity. You can do something. But you can't let other teams jump ahead of you. That's why I'm concerned. If you're the Hawks, they already made one deal. What else are they going to do? The Pacers are looking to blow things up. The Lakers saying they're not going to do it. The Lakers are going to try to get it right with what they've got. There's not much they could do anyway.
But you applauded the
move. But you've got four or five teams that are legit, and then you've got a whole lot of teams that are in this mosh pit of oblivion. And some of them are going to get out of the pool, and some of them are going to try to see if they can swim their way to the top
by
making a trade.
But you applauded the move that they made earlier the week.
Cam Reddish?
Yeah.
It was an easy move, but, you know, that's a wing. They don't really need – they didn't need a wing.
So it's like, well, what other moves do they have left? And are they willing to give up what
Point
the other teams are willing?
Guard.
Are they willing to give up what the other teams are willing?
What are we holding
up? Hurt you a little bit.
Again, scared money don't make no money. You've got all these picks.
Okay, so you just –
What are they going to turn into?
So you just got Cam Reddish.
Yeah, a wing.
Now to go get Fox – it may cost you R.J. Barrett.
It's not going to cost you R.J. Barrett. They don't need R.J. Barrett. They need fours.
But that's the only thing of value that you really have. What else do you have of value?
You have draft picks. You have Obi Toppin.
You're hoping to fleece
Sacramento.
Who is
clearly not going to be in the – I mean, clearly Tibbs doesn't see him in the mix. And if you just add Cam Reddish as Obi Toppin, now which one are you going to play? You can't play them both.
So now you're looking at – okay, so now you want to trade Obi Toppin. Why the hell you just didn't take Hollenburg?
Don't put that in my – I did not say –
Why you
I
just didn't take Hollenburg?
Hang
right?
on. I did not say I want to trade Obi Toppin.
Well, that,
I'm saying
don't fit.
To get something, you have to give something. And if he's not – if he's going to play 10 minutes a night, what good is that?
So why
and
the
you
hell,
just added another wing.
Why the hell did you draft him when you should have, if that's the case, you should have got Hollenburg to begin with. Then we wouldn't even be here.
Why are we having this conversation?
Because you took Obi, and now you want to get rid of him.
Stop saying you. I didn't do this.
Allen wants to get rid of him. No. And,
Jay, help me out, Jay.
What in the Derek Harper hell is going on around here?
Jay.
Hello?
Yo.
I didn't hear the ding.
It's all
I'm
good.
Sorry. I'm sorry. So I think we can all agree the Knicks need more than one move. The move they need the most is the point guard, I agree. Fox is the better player, the better fit. But with his contract, he makes like 28. You have to send out 24. You're going to be sending out picks. The move is Brunson. He makes like $2 million. You can string together a couple young guys, a pick. You solidify the point guard. You extend him in the offseason. You go further over the cap. You may as well at this point, we're resigned to being over the cap. We may as well make, you know, something of James Dolan's riches, go way over the cap, re-sign Reddish, re-sign Barrett, re-sign Brunson, be $100 million over the cap. Obviously, that's hyperbole. But then you can make other moves because you have the salary structure to do it. Trading for Fox right now, you're giving up like three or four guys, and it just doesn't help the salary cap. You want a guy who's in the last year of their deal or 2 years left so you can trade, so you can extend them and go even further over the cap and have options going forward, because we need more than just one move.
I mean, Fox is the prize, though. He's the guy that I think if he comes to this market and how he puts up buckets, how he balls.
He hasn't had a great year, though. He hasn't, and it's mainly because there's a logjam there.
He's disgruntled.
I don't know what he is, but.
Send him here. Send him here,
yeah.
And he'll be the superstar that New York has been looking for. He'll instantly be the best player. Can you imagine bringing him here, putting him with Reddish, putting him with a young squad that he can run with and he can be the leader of?
All right.
And eventually figure out a way how to get rid of Julius Randle.
From one maddening situation to two other maddening situations, Mel Kiper Jr. Released his very first mock draft, Bart Scott.
Yeah.
The Jets and Giants both have two picks in the top 10. Bart has a problem with Mel.
I like what he did for the Giants.
And his selections for the Jets. Right, and you just finished that for me. For the Giants, he likes it.
Yeah.
So, what does Mel say both teams are going to do? We will discuss that after Bart tells you about Grainger.
For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff, over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner to help keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop on by. Back after this.
The playoffs are here.
They like to pin their ears back and go get the quarterback. But if they stop that run and they've got to start to throw the football, go get Jimmy.
The very latest from the NFL's postseason. Weekday mornings with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Starting at 6 Eastern. Followed by Brady on ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
What candy, Bart? Is it Kit Kat? What'd you say?
I love Kit Kat.
You love a Kit Kat?
Give me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Give me a break.
I mean, if you're doing popcorn, you gotta put. Do you do like Reese's pieces with the popcorn because you get a little bit of that
salt and then the sweetness?
Yeah, man. Nothing better than that magical combination.
I put so much butter on my popcorn that it leaks through it, and I got to make sure I put napkins underneath that don't mess up my clothes. So I can't put the Reese's Pieces in there that way. I eat the Reese's Pieces separately. And it's not like Reese's
Pieces. No, I have a bowl. Like I do it where you have the popcorn, and then you have a separate bowl. Like, okay. You don't put it in there.
Yeah.
Because it'll all fall to the bottom
anyway.
Yeah. No, you have the two. Like, you just grab one fistful, and then you follow.
Yeah, it's like a fistful.
It's like a chaser.
How do you do it? You hear it hit your teeth.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's certainly how it's supposed to work. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Mel Kiper Jr. was on with us earlier. Bart tried to jump all over him. He did not like what Mel had for the Jets at 4-10.
Yeah.
His very first mock draft is out, and it's on ESPN.com right now. Number one is the Jacksonville Jaguars again, second year in a row. He's got Aiden Hutchinson from Michigan going. Pretty easy, pretty obvious, right? That's a very simple one to do.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Kayvon Thibodeau from Oregon to the Lions. And again, I mean, it just feels like these two guys are going to be dominant defensive players.
Yep.
Edge is obviously such a critical – anybody that can get to the quarterback is just as important as a quarterback. And then he starts going to the offensive line. So the Houston Texans, Evan Neal from Alabama, the tackle, he's got him there. But then the Jets at four, Kyle Hamilton, the safety from Notre Dame. You didn't like that. You went gas face on that one, mainly because – we've been down this road before.
Yeah.
A safety this high, you know, again. Like, and then you got to deal with the problem of having to pay him, you know, in 4 years or whatever.
Marcus May.
Yeah,
We had Jamal Adams. You know, I just think it's two outstanding safeties in free agency. Now, they may get – well, one may get franchised when you think about Bates and Cincinnati, especially with the success that they've had this year.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I look at a guy like Marcus Williams in New Orleans – they can pay him and overpay him, and they should,
mm-hmm.
right? Because he's a veteran. He's played in this league. I mean, you talk about the bad play he gave up against Minnesota where he was, like, heckled the fail Mary or whatever, where they gave it up last play of the game and they lost it to Minnesota. But he's an all-pro caliber. He's definitely already been a pro bowler. I think they can address that there, man. So I just think the Jets have other pressing needs than a safety that they can address that in free agency. I want a veteran safety.
Okay, and so the Giants are at five. Ikem Ekwonu from NC State goes back to offensive line, and they certainly are going to need offensive line help.
Nate Solder's out of there, so you will hope that, you know, he can play opposite Andrew Thomas. So now you have two top 10 tackles.
And he said that Ekwonu has all-pro potential as a run blocker and a pass blocker. He really loves him.
Yeah.
Another tackle, Charles Cross from Mississippi State, goes to the Panthers at 6 in his mock draft. Giants back on the board at 7. This is the Bears pick. And Ojabo,
I love Ojabo
from Michigan, the outside linebacker. Hey. And what do the Giants haven't had in a long, long, long time?
Well, dominant NASCAR type of package, but now you can have this NASCAR package because last year, Ozeez Ojulari,
yep,
who a lot of people slept on, had a tremendous year.
Second round pick.
He failed to second round because he was a first round talent from Georgia, but there were concerns about his knees. Well, all he did was give you 8 sacks in his first campaign.
So you put these two guys on the opposite sides,
and
right?
And then you have Leonard Williams and Dexter. Just think, you would have three.
Push up the middle.
You would have basically 3 first round draft picks and a second round draft pick that was supposed to be a first round draft pick on that offensive line. If you go with OZ, should have been a first rounder. You got Dexter Lawrence, that's a first rounder. You got Leonard Williams, who's a top 10. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, so that would be them doing the due diligence and spending resources on the defensive offensive line, which is the character of what this team has always been about.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're moving on with this. So Atlanta Falcons, right, identity is what you're saying with the Giants.
Yes.
The defense.
Defensive offensive line. Because if you got 2 first rounder at tackles and 4 first rounders basically on the defense line. Then.
Now, whoever it is that comes in, they have to make this decision. But identity, a big part of it. And the Giants' identity, when they're great, it's always about their defense. All right. The 8th pick Mel Kiper has, that's the Falcons. Derek Singley. The corner from LSU. You like him, right? It's a highly rated corner.
Well, I just think, you know, safety, meaning corners, is one of these premier positions in the league. You talk about defensive end, and you talk about corner next.
Mm-hmm.
And then you build from within, unless it's some outstanding player like Michael Parsons or something like that there. I think that's, you know, getting to the passer and stopping a pass from completing the ball. It's the two biggest, you know, obstacles in the league. Right?
All right. At 9, it's the Broncos, and more defense apparently for the
crazy
Broncos.
Yeah,
N'Kobe Dean from Georgia, the inside linebacker, who's just a world of talent.
Yeah.
But you're right. Like,
He's that rangy guy.
Yeah,
because
you think Broncos, like, they're pretty stacked.
Well, not a middle linebacker.
Yeah, not a linebacker.
You know, they used to have Al Wilson, who was like the Ray Lewis version of Denver Broncos when they were doing their thing. Before that, Romanowski. So going back to their heyday, because they have Chubb on the outside. They went and got Patrick Surtain.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a great safety in Simmons that they locked up long term.
Mm-hmm.
So now they need that sideline hit stick team because they're a little soft up the middle when you talk about, you know, getting the ball ran on.
All right, here's what you don't like. Now we go back to the Jets at 10. This
is
the Seattle pick.
Yeah.
And he's got Drake London, the big wide receiver from USC, 6'5", basketball player, big target kind of guy.
Don't want
that. He was bringing up, what were the names he was bringing up?
Plaxico Burress,
like that kind of
like
a target.
Like Michael Thomas, I don't like that at all.
And Mike Evans, he said, and you are like,
not
no thank you.
Because I'm talking about scheme. We know, if anybody that, tell me this, when you watched the San Francisco 49ers play, what did their receivers look like? Maybe 6 feet.
Versatile
running backs type of guys that look like
great
Anquan. They're like Anquan Boldin. They look like Percy Harvin. Guys that get that yak.
Yeah.
Right? Even Ayuk, he was brought in because he's like that gadget guy that can take a short pass. So, like, within their system, that West Coast system, you know, they already got.
So, this is what you're talking about, Mike LaFleur now, which is the same system
that
Shanahan is running. That
they don't
this
like those type of receivers.
They don't want big target guys.
Right. Because that's what's the kid they got? Dang, I love him, but I can't. He's been in a doghouse. Mims.
Yeah,
Mims.
Yeah, Denzel
right.
Mims.
So they already have a guy like that. Elijah Moore is a stud. Yeah, and once again, I think they're going to bring Braxton Berrios back. They did go get Davis. Now, I do agree that they need a number one receiver. Now, Elijah Moore may become that, but right now he's not ready for that. I think you go out and you get a guy like Allen Robinson with your money. You spend your money good.
Okay.
Right? Allen Robinson probably wants out. He's tired of being there with Chicago. They held
good
him hostage.
Real good vet.
Yeah, you know, he's only 28 years old, from Detroit. You know what I'm saying? My hood. You know what I mean? But he's one of the most underrated receivers out there. So I don't think they go receiver. I think they buy a receiver.
All right. Well, and then here's why. Like, you brought up a name. And Mel, when we were talking to him, you brought up a name that he has going only 4 picks later.
Yeah.
So it's not a reach for the Jets to tend to do this, and it makes it real interesting.
And that is Tyler Linderbaum.
Tyler Linderbaum, the center from Iowa. You want the Jets to see if they either take that 10, take it there, or even just move a little.
Yeah.
Just he's got the Ravens taking him at 14. You
That's
like him
the Ravens.
For that second pick. Well, okay. But he also likes him as a player. And he didn't disagree with you. He said, no, that of course, that makes sense. tell me why Linderbaum for the Jets is something that you're hoping happens with one of these first-round picks.
Because you want to solidify that offensive line. Could you imagine having Linderbaum, Vera Tucker, and Becton on one side? You talk about left side, strong side. Mm. It reminds you pretty much of Nick Mangold, Alan Faneca, and DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
Right.
But just a more physical version. So now if you have, you know, you talk about having a young quarterback, you want to be able to protect him. You're going to feel pretty protected with the – with you know, look what Creed Humphreys has done. Creed Humphreys was the first-round draft pick for Kansas City. He's made all pro.
Amazing.
Like he – arguably, if we were – if it wasn't for what – if it wasn't for what –
they rebuilt that line with interior. They didn't worry about the tackles. Right. They went guard and center.
Right, and those are both rookies.
Yeah.
And then they went out and they got, you know, the kid, Tooney or whatever, from right. from New England. And then they traded for Orlando Brown Jr.
Right.
So they went and got four, like, basically all pros there. And you want to be able to have a young quarterback. You want him to feel secure. And you go get a guy. Remember, you've had Kevin Mawai. You've had – Nick Mangold. You know, that is a staple of what the Jets have been all about. You know, great center play. So now that allows you to go out and buy a right guard. You go out and get the best right guard out there. I mean, could you imagine this? Could you imagine? You want to know how the Jets can have the best offense, not one of the best offensive line in the league? Here we go. Tyler Linderbaum, right? Center. Vera Tucker, left guard. Mekhi Becton. Or if you want to move Mekhi Becton to right guard and let Fant play. You let Fant play left.
Fant kind of earned it. And, yeah. And Becton's got he has a little bit of proving to do as far as getting himself in shape, staying healthy. Yeah. And you might have to put him on the right side.
But let's just say for instance,
right.
Fant left tackle. Didn't give up a sack until like late in the year. Right. So you got Fant, Vera Tucker, Tyler, Becton at right tackle. And then you go out and get Brandon Sheriff from the Washington football team because they franchise him, who's the best right guard in the game right now. You talk about the Jets running the ball. It would be barbecue chicken. It don't really matter who playing receiver for you at
and
that
Michael
point.
Michael Carter would certainly love that. You can get a lot out of that talent.
It don't
right?
matter who you playing. So that's how you rebuild that offensive line.
All right. Now, when it comes to this mock draft that Mel Kiper has out right now on the .com, it's interesting that we always talk quarterback.
First one off.
The first one off goes to Washington, and it's not maybe someone you thought. It's Malik Willis from Liberty.
Well,
he loves him.
Everybody loves
him.
And
he is very comparable. He was using Josh Allen as a comp, saying he moves like him. He's tough to tackle like Josh Allen, a big body,
short.
To tackle.
I don't
not as tall. Yeah, not as tall. But still, for Washington, that would be real interesting there. And then later on, you go quarterback again. It's the two teams that are getting quarterbacks is Pittsburgh and New Orleans. New Orleans gets Kenny Pickett's from Pitt. You would think the Steelers, right, get a hometown Pitt guy. And instead, the Saints taking Pickett at 18, interesting.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what's going to happen with Jameis Winston. They have Taysom Hill.
What I want to understand is they also have Ian Book from Notre Dame.
They do have
last
Ian
year,
Book.
So it's like, I'm trying to figure out, like, they already have their young quarterback that's the project.
He must know something. Or maybe they don't know what Jameis Winston's going to be. Maybe
have you seen Jameis Winston?
Jameis
Winston, yes. Jameis Winston is like he's dropping back and doing quarterback drills already. This dude attacked that. Listen, I don't know what's in the medicine. I ain't saying nothing, but I'm just saying I don't know what's in the medicine. We got Cam Akers coming back from Achilles surgery in the same season.
Did you
to
see
look
the Cam
faster.
Akers video of him? It looked like he's climbing stairs in air. Whatever drill he was doing where his leg came, like, what is he?
So you got him.
What a comeback.
You got J.J. Watt, tore his pec, he tore everything off the bone. He comes back.
Yeah, he's fine.
You got King Henry tearing his foot up, coming back. I don't know what's in the medicine. And
whatever
I don't know
it is,
what they,
it's working.
I don't know what they allowed it to be legal.
One last quarterback to point out for you, those who are Steelers fans, he's got Matt Corral from Ole Miss at 20. To the Steelers. Another interesting name certainly to watch as the Steelers are going to need to figure out their quarterback situation as well. All right, we got your calls to finish up with. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. On everything we've been talking about, the mock draft, what your team should do on the divisional round, who is the upset alert for you this weekend, and of course, on my beloved Knicks, and will they ever find that elusive point guard? All that coming up, but first I want to tell you to join host Gautam Chopra as he explored what Tom Brady has meant to football and the world in Man of the Arena. It's a new podcast from ESPN Plus and Religion of Sports, a companion piece to Gotham's ESPN Plus docuseries. Bless you. This 10-part podcast examines the improbable ripple effects of Brady's career, things that have forced us to rethink everything we thought we knew about time, hatred, perfection, even fate. The podcast is brought to you by State Farm, ZipRecruiter, and Rocket Mortgage. Listen and follow Man in the Arena now in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and stream the docuseries on ESPN.
January 4th, 1992, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and it all started, and off we went.
ESPN Radio.
Celebrating the greatest moments in sports for the past 30 years. This is ESPN Radio. Bart and Han.
Hey, get off the ground. We got a show to do.
Huh?
Get off the ground.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Joe,
dude. Oh, my goodness. Hey, if you missed any portion of the show, you can always find all 3 hours, and we send them to you in separate segments of the Bart and Han Show. It's posted daily as a podcast. You can hate listen all you want, haters. It's available wherever you listen to your podcast. I only say that because it's like you get people that just love the show, and then you get people that are in other areas. It depends on who we talk about. If we talk about the Cowboys,
we got love in Fort Myers.
Fort Myers, we dominate Fort Myers. But it's amazing. You talk Cowboys like just for a little bit, and it becomes like too much Cowboys. Talk Knicks, too much Knicks. You just talk about one team in particular, too much of that, too much Aaron Rodgers, too much of this. It's like, damn.
Hey, yo, we going with the Carlos. The Carlos dictate where we going. I mean, every time we say Cowboys, it light up. We don't talk about them Cowboys.
But we're going to fight about the Cincinnati Bengals one of these days, man.
The Bungles?
No. See, you got that AFC North hate in you. The Bengals, and I'm telling you, man, AFC, it's hard for me to want to find the AFC team to root for. But there's a team that is fun to watch. It is that team. I'm watching that team.
Are they funner to watch than funner? Lamar Jackson doing reverse cartwheels? You know,
he's not playing right now.
Defying air.
I'm sorry, he's not playing right now.
Okay, so you one of those?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Lamar's not available. Okay. I like to watch teams that are available.
That's true. Don't worry. The Bengals won't be available after this week.
Bing bong.
Bong bing.
You think so?
No, I think they're going down. I think. Listen, they had a nice little run. They still have some improvement to do. Let's see if they can take Deshaun on the road because everybody
it's
got
not going to be an easy game. No, that, obviously.
I mean, this is arguably the favorite to win it. I mean, it's the number one seed.
Yep.
So let's see.
They're rested. Derrick Henry is practicing. I think I saw a Shefty tweet about that. So,
yeah, he's been practicing for a while, but
upgrading it.
Yeah, they say he survived from, like, the hits.
Survived. Well, that's good. Need that. No, I'm telling you, that's a fun game. There's something about Burrow that I'm really enjoying. I don't need the Tom Brady comparisons.
He can make it interesting.
I don't need all the Tom Brady comparisons. I really don't.
Yeah, stop.
Hey, let's talk to Lou. He wants to make a trade. Lou.
All right, guys. I just want to shoot out a possible trade scenario.
All right, real quick.
If you guys were the Kings and if I offered you Julius Randle, Mitchell Robinson, IQ, and a future first round for De'Aaron Fox, does that spark your interest?
Man, that's a lot of stuff.
That's taking your salary, so they do you a favor.
On the Knicks side of things, what are you doing? Like, you just gave me like five players out of my rotation, didn't you? Or three players out of my rotation.
You said Julius Randle, RJ Barrett,
and Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah, Mitchell Robinson. Listen, Mitchell Robinson.
That's a lot of bodies.
Mitchell Robinson has become Shaquille O'Neal when he was in the Cavaliers. This dude falls more than anybody I've ever seen in my life.
He's played a
like,
lot
he falls
lately.
Like he's old as hell. Like, man, why do you keep falling? Did you do too much chest workouts? Like, you top heavy now? Like, your pecs got too heavy? You don't know how your balance is? Bing bong.
No more bing bong. Bing bong's dead. See you tomorrow.
Bye, bing.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Han weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Han, the podcast.